Good morning, morning star travelers. Are you ready to go where no man has gone before? This is going to be a new message, or I should say an updated message on the message that I gave for the word for 2014. In that word, you may want to review it on the website. The Lord said that 2014 was going to be the year for you becoming the church instead of going to church. So you can read that on the website, but this message is called Spiritual Spectators. And so recently, I was not feeling too good one day, so I was laying around on the couch watching television, and I was watching some spiritual shows on what is called Christian television. So while I was watching these shows, the Lord began to reveal to me. He just said to me, look at all the spiritual spectators. He said, all these people are just spectators. None of them are actually studying the Word of God with me on their own. They're like people going to the gym and watching someone else work out and thinking that they're going to benefit from it. He said, my Word is designed to interact with you one-on-one. That's what the sower sowing the word message is all about. Because Jesus was speaking parables to the masses, but when he was alone with his disciples, he told them they could only hear the mysteries, not the masses. When you're alone with Jesus studying, that's when he reveals himself to you. Jesus is not going to reveal himself to you in a crowd when you haven't spent any time alone with him personally. So the message on spiritual spectators is the message of the hour, the message of the year. Because you can't grow spiritually unless you spend time alone with Jesus. Do you think if you only spent time with your wife, with the crowd, that you'd ever develop a relationship with her? Do you think you would have ever gotten to know her or your mate if you only spent time with them in a crowd? So, what is the Word of God designed to do to our consciousness? Is what this is all about. Study in Mark 4 on what Jesus tells us on sowing the word and hearing more. Only those that hear will have more to hear. And he is talking about what you sow when you're alone with him in his word, not in a crowd. So in Mark 4:10, he said, and when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12, he said, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But to them that are without, all these things are in parables. So until you get this message, until your understanding understands that the manifold wisdom of God is revealed when you're alone with Jesus in his word, you cannot sit and listen to someone else's revelation and grow the mind of Christ. The word is designed to produce fruit when you sow it with you and the Holy Spirit as your teacher. It says, if you have not heard, then the word that you hear in a crowd is for your confirmation. It should be something you already heard, and the Holy Ghost is confirming it. If you haven't heard it, then it has to be confirmed anyway by the Holy Ghost, so you have to go study alone to get confirmation for what you just heard. No personal one-on-one interaction with the Word equals no exercising or renewing of your mind to the manifold wisdom of God. So when Jesus is speaking in parables, he's actually insulting the people, because the word parable ends up meaning an example, but the deeper meaning means like you got slapped in the face. Okay? Jesus isn't going to reveal himself to you in the crowd, is the bottom line. He wants an intimate relationship with you, and you find that with him and his word. So there was a saying that Jesus said. He said that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing that they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, their sins be forgiven them. Well, this is a quote from Isaiah as well as Ezekiel. Jesus simply means he's not going to give an example of his word to those in a crowd. So I'm here to encourage you today that if you want to hear anything from the Lord, don't expect to go hang out with a bunch of other people and hear anything. That's hearing parables. That's the Holy Ghost speaking in parables. That's what Joel Osteen does. That's the example of talking down to people. It's like God speaking to you like you were an illiterate, that you didn't have sense enough to come to the Word, get alone with Him, and hear what He wants to say to you. What was the point of you getting the Holy Ghost to live inside you if you don't want to communicate with Him? It's insulting that you would go and talk to somebody and they wouldn't want to come and talk to you alone. They wanted to only talk to you in a crowd. That's an insult. It means you've insulted the Holy Ghost from day one. Like, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid to be alone? You might hear something. So I'm encouraging you today to stop hanging out with crowds. Because in these last days, as the word I gave for 2014, it's going to make the difference between you hearing in a split second from the Holy Ghost and your life. If you aren't going to hear the word from the Holy Ghost that's for you, if you're always pursuing hearing what he said to somebody else, then how are you going to hear if your life depends on it? So, dear ones, that's being a spiritual spectator. It's like going to the gym and not working out, just watching. You're not growing spiritually, and the mind of Christ isn't going to be imparted to you until you become one-on-one with sowing the word. So God bless you, and I hope you become the church instead of just going to church.